Joining us once again from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, is Franz Neptune. He's an aid worker who normally drives a car for the Haiti Foundation Against Poverty, but he's walking on foot this morning as dawn breaks in Port-au-Prince. Franz, welcome back.
Okay, so right now I'm hello?
Yes, Franz, how did you spend the night? There was no power, we reported, in Port-au-Prince. How did you spend the night?
People lay sheets on the ground and then sleep on the street. There was no power, no anything. They just sleep on the street. And right now they woke up, they are still on the street.
So
people crying, screaming, they lost their kids. There's a house on them after the tree. All the family was in it and it goes down.
So the power's gone down. People are sleeping in the streets. That's what you saw all night. Were you able to find members of your own family last night?
What is that?
Were you able to find members of your own family?
Yeah, my own family, yes. Okay. I do, and they're all fine.
Well,
I've been calling the parents in Germany, and my sister was there, and she's doing okay. And you know, it's still the same thing. What's happening in Port-au-Prince? It's everywhere in Haiti right now.
When will the sun rise, Franz?
Okay, thank you.
When will
everyone wants? They don't know if it's going to come back again, and they don't know what to do right now.
But it's morning there. Yes, within the next hour, it will be daylight. What do you plan to do today?
What's that?
What do you plan to do today as part of the sort of aftermath, the recovery, as the morning begins in Port-au-Prince?
I don't know what I will do today. I don't know.
Boy, that says it all right there. Franz, you take care of yourself, but we will talk to you throughout the day. Franz, can you tell me a little bit about the Haiti Foundation Against Poverty? What do you have to do today to help the people who are in the midst of this devastation?
If we can get people to give fresh care, and we need food, water, and everything they can get. Foundation Against Poverty, we'll do our best.
All right, Franz, you take care.
Well, Franz, wait before you go. We actually have your girlfriend on the line, Mallory Thurwell. She said she hasn't been able to connect with you all morning, and we have her on the line now. Mallory, are you there?
I'm here.
And you heard Franz's voice?
Yes, I did. It's wonderful to hear him.
Franz, can you hear Mallory?
Hey, Mallory, is that you?
Yes, it's me. You okay?
Do you know about your granddaughter?
Who?
The second one is dying, and Michaela is okay so far.
Michaela's okay. McVie died?
Yeah, McVie died, and Michaela's okay. She has a hole.
What about Gerlik?
Yeah, well, she's at the seat of charity right now.
Okay.
Pressure.
Okay. I will try to get help to him.
What's that?
We'll try to get help to him.
Okay. All right, so taking care of yourself, okay?
Okay, I love you.
Franz and Mallory, good luck to you. We will endeavor to reconnect you today. You're hearing there on the takeaway the voices of people who are doing what thousands and thousands of people are attempting to do this morning, to reconnect, to make contact in the aftermath of the most devastating earthquake in Haiti in 200 years.
And joining us again now is Mallory Thurlow. She's the founder and director of Haiti Against Poverty. She joins us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mallory, that's you speaking with your boyfriend, Franz Neptune, who's an aid worker in Port-au-Prince. What member of your family? Was that you just getting news of a member of the family that passed away?
That is my goddaughter's older sister, who was only a year and a half.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
She's the most... I just got pictures of her. I was just down there last week, a couple weeks ago, to celebrate my goddaughter's baptism, and Everyone that I show make these picture to just says she's the cutest girl that ever lived.
When you, it's hard to, in the face of such devastation to even think about what your next step is. But do you have plans for visiting Haiti, for getting down there? How are you going to get help to family and friends that are there?
Absolutely. We're trying to get a medical team mobilized. We have a pediatrician, OBGYN, neonatal nurse, and an ER doctor, all who work within our organization that are ready to go. We're looking for the best way to get in the country so we can reach. We have an elementary school of 140 students. I've yet to hear any word on the condition of the school. It's near City Soleil. A lot of the kids' homes are not even built of a concrete structure. We're talking tin shacks or sides of porta potties nailed together. I have no idea the condition of this area. And we have a clinic there that we're hoping is still standing that we can get aid to. And we're looking to get a structure built. We have women and children right now that we work with roaming the streets. Their houses are gone, and they're going to need a safe place that they can rest.
Well, Franz, your boyfriend was saying that one school he passed by, I believe, Celeste,
150 kids in it had collapsed.
150 kids collapsed in a school.
Oh, it really is absolutely sickening. When I was on the phone with him last night, was the last time I could speak with him, about 6:20, just after the first aftershock hit, and I could barely hear him yelling in the phone at me because the screams of the people under the rubble were so loud in the background. I will never forget it my entire life.
So you are speaking to him on the phone. You could hear screaming in the background. You got cut off, and that was the last that you spoke to him all night.
Yes, it was. And after that, they've been having multiple aftershocks. And at that point in time, Franz and the guest house manager, Gertrude, and the family that I am the closest to, they had found each other, but they were going inside the basement of a building to seek shelter. They just didn't know what to do in an earthquake situation. So I was frantically trying to tell them to stay outside and be clear of things that could fall, that more shakes are coming. At that point, they actually called me thinking that this was a worldwide thing and that asking if I was okay and if my family was okay here in Michigan.
Do you have...
And I was able to relay to them that this was a strictly a Port-au-Prince earthquake.
Do you have other family members or friends that you have not gotten word about?
Many, hundreds. I've been traveling back and forth for 6 years now since I was 16.
Mallory,
and
We've got just a minute to go. You are going back and forth between your own personal grief and also having to mobilize to help the people. How do you do that?
A lot of prayer. Lifting up a lot of prayer.
Well, good luck to you, and there's a lot to accomplish today. You're mobilizing a medical team and trying to get contact with your own friends and family.
Mallory Thurlow joined us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. She's the founder and director of Haiti Against Poverty.
We want to hear from the Haitian American community. There are people all over the world doing what Mallory is doing this morning.
Yes, good morning. My name is Ronald Gabriel. I was trying to reach Haiti the whole afternoon yesterday. I couldn't do it. I'm very worried about my cousin that lives in Delma 33rd, next to a ravine. I'm very worried about him.
How are you dealing with the news out of Port-au-Prince? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Again, if you want to get news, you can call the State Department at 888-407-4747. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.